Module 5, Unit 8, page 58, exercise 3.
Does the language we use influence the way we think? Or does our culture influence the way we use language? Sociologists have been looking into this question for hundreds of years. They have now begun to look at not just how people talk, but also how they think, asking whether the way we understand and remember experiences is influenced by language. As a result of these studies, they have come up with some interesting results. A lot of research has been carried out on the relationships between mind, world, and language. In one study, a psychologist points out that when describing an event, English speakers tend to mention the person who is responsible. Whereas English speakers might say, "John broke the vase," Spanish or Japanese speakers would use a passive form. It is believed that such differences between languages have an effect on how their speakers understand events, and whether someone is blamed for an action or gets away with it. In another study, speakers of English, Spanish, and Japanese were asked to watch videos of two people popping balloons, breaking eggs, and spilling drinks, either on purpose or accidentally. Later, when asked to recall the videos, the English speakers mentioned the person who did the action. The Spanish and Japanese mentioned the person responsible for intentional events, but left this out when they considered that event to be an accident. Scientists at Newcastle University, UK, have carried out tests to prove that different cultures also have different ways of seeing colours. They found that in Japanese, for example, there are different words for light blue and dark blue, which are not found in English. Native speakers of Japanese, therefore, made a clearer distinction between colours on the spectrum. Is it our language that has affected our way of thinking? Or has a difference in cultural habits affected both our thoughts and our language? Most likely, culture, thought, and language have all come about together.